Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sister, and I welcome you to another edition of Thoughts for Vision, inspirational topics to help get you through life. Thank God for this opportunity. I thank the creators of Blog Talk Radio, and I thank all of you out there for listening today. If you need any info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, there's one place and one place only for you to go to, and that's what I like to call my one-stop shop. Check out my website, www.jackieap.com. If you need info about the blog, about the radio show, social network pages, you want to donate to Thoughts for Vision, whatever have you, and just any other needs that you have. That is the one-stop shop to go to, my website, www.jackieap.com. Check it out. Welcome you all here today. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you're at. Those of you who are listening to the sound of my voice by whatever means necessary, by phone, by show page, thank you so very much for tuning in today. Today is another updates and more updates, in which I'm just giving you just simple updates about what is going on with Thoughts for Vision or with me personally or just some other info that I think you would like to know. So thank you for tuning in. Just want to say again thanks to all of you who supported me during the anniversary time. Like I said, 5 years of Thoughts Vision. And I just want to say to those again for your well wishes, and I mean, I got all kind of responses, you know, on social media, in person, and the like. So I just want to take this time again to say thank you for your anniversary wishes and just continue to be a support to Thoughts for Vision however you can, whether you listen to the blog, listen to the radio show, check out the blog, whatever have you, whatever means you're able to support Thoughts for Vision, I say thank you so very, very much, okay? And of course, I want to wish all of you, I'm definitely here on Thanksgiving week to tell all of you out there and wish all of you out there a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving. I mean, in 2 days, you're going to be with your families. Probably some of you are there with your families already, if your family's in town, or you may be already out of town with your family right now, or you're going to be in the next couple of days. Definitely, I want to wish all of you safe travels if you have to travel out of town. And definitely, you know, be careful just with everything that's going on in the world. Just be careful, safe travels, and just definitely just thank God. And this is the week, really there's not a week, there's not a day, an hour, a minute that goes by where we shouldn't be thankful to God for every and anything that's going on in our lives. You know, and we just got to simply learn to have gratitude about everything that God gives us. To have gratitude because, as we know, there's somebody out there that is doing worse than you. I mean, we sometimes always want to focus on the people that's doing better than us, but please understand, there's people in life that's doing worse than you. Callie, see you on the phone. Thank you for tuning in. If you want to, you know what to do. If you want to chime in, hit the number one. But, you know, there's people out there that's doing worse than you. And definitely it's during these holidays that we more so remember that. So it's just one of those things. We just got to thank God for where he has us at now. And sometimes as we play this game of looking over in somebody else's fence and seeing what they got, you know, that's what gets us off track. But this is the week to remember and to have a spirit of thanksgiving, of gratitude, to say, God, I thank you for life, health, and strength. I thank you for what you're doing in my life, period. Just thank you for the road. And learn to tune into God and say, you know, and be willing to say, you know, Lord, whatever you have for me, it is for me, you know. And just be willing to just be tuned in to him and really follow his way, you know. And this is just a great time of the year to just remember that. Just remember what God has done for you. And just be thankful and grateful for everything around you, your very life, your family, your friends. And I just wish everybody out there a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving. Okay? Just have a wonderful, wonderful week. And a wonderful just as a whole holiday season. Because always remember that Jesus is the reason for the season, as they say. So don't get it twisted. That's all I got to say. Don't get it twisted. He's the one that provides us the very breath in our bodies, so to do what we do. So I leave y'all with that as we go in. Well, we're in this Thanksgiving week, and like I said, I welcome you all to just enjoy your holiday with your family and friends, and just don't forget about who is really responsible for us having the best life possible. Definitely want an announcement that I have. I have an interview that's going to be coming up on Thursday, December the 10th. Now, this is a returning guest, and I'm happy that he's returning to the show. His name is Charles Carey. His name is Charles Carey, and he is an author, motivational speaker, trainer, and so much more. And he will be on the show Thursday, December the 10th. He will be back on the show to talk about his new reality show. He's now participating in a reality show called The Keynote, which is a business reality show. And so proud of him for having that opportunity. So so excited that he's coming back on the show to tell us more about it. So be on the lookout for that on Thursday, December the 10th. Okay? He will be on the show once again. Charles Carey, he is, like I said, an author, motivational speaker, and so much more. And if you want any info about him to just check him out before the interview, you can check out his website, which is www.sircharlescareyinc.com. Once again, his website, if you want to find out more about him, is www.sircharlescarey, and Carey is C-A-R-Y, okay, inc.com. So you can check out In fact, I'll post the link in the chat room if you want to come check it out real quick. I have the chat room open, so I'm posting the link in the chat room so you can check it out. Once again, that's www.SirCharlesCary, and Carry is Cary, Inc.com. All right? If you want to check out his info before he comes on. And just once again, just so proud of him and what's been going on in his life. So glad that he will be come back on the show in a couple weeks and talking about what's going on. He's now on a mission to, you know, just get to whatever radio show he can to, you know, support and get out about his new reality show. So I'm so happy that he's coming back to Thoughts for Vision to tell us more about his new show. So once again, congrats to Charles Cary, and looking forward to having him on the show on December the 10th. So stay tuned for that. So that is all the info for Thoughts for Vision that I have. Once again, if you need more info about the one, the only, illustrious host and executive producer of the Calloway Media Network, Ms. Cassandra Calloway, I welcome you to check out her info as well. If you want more info about her, go to her website, www.calliwoodmedia.com. If you want information about her show, you can definitely go there and get that. And she is just doing some wonderful, wonderful things with her show. And she definitely has plans to do so much more. So if you want more info about Cassandra Calloway, go to her website, www.calliwoodmedia.com. Once again, www.calliwood, that's Callywood, media.com, for more info that you can have about her and what she's doing. Got so many things going on with her, with all the opportunities that she has coming up and she's looking forward to do. Just letting you know, she's taking a break throughout this Thanksgiving week to just regroup and refresh. So there won't be any live Cassandra Calloway shows this week. And just letting you know, she's taking off just for the break. But she will be back on with her show live on December the 1st. So stay tuned for that. And I welcome you to tune in to the Cassandra Calloway Show. Tune in to all of the shows on the Calliwood Media Network as a whole. And once again, for more info about that, go to our website, www.calliwoodmedia.com. Once again, that's www.calliwoodmedia.com. Okay? Just so proud of her and everything that she's doing. Like I said, got so many different opportunities coming up. But like I said, she's taking off this week for Thanksgiving, just to refresh. But the Cassandra Calloway Show will be back on next Tuesday, December the 1st. Okay? So just stay tuned for that. And, I mean, she's just been doing an awesome job with the show. As she always does, you know. And I just thank God for being a part of what she does, helping her behind the scenes, and definitely her allowing me to be a part of her network on Sundays, you know, for Thoughts for Vision. As you should know by now, you can catch Thoughts for Vision every Sunday on the Calliwood Media Network at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time. And that has been the case She's allowed me this opportunity as a whole to be a part of her network for over 3 years now. In fact, like I said, in a couple of months, it will be 4 years. So I thank God for her for that opportunity to be a part of her network, as well as helping out behind the scenes just as a whole with everything that she does. So be looking out for the Cassandra Calloway Show next Tuesday, December the 1st. Like I said, she's taking a break just to regroup, refresh. But Cassandra Calloway Show will be on next Tuesday, December the 1st. But definitely the rest of the week, you can check out all the rest of the shows on the Calloway Network. In fact, you know, this week, the Cassandra Calloway Show, you know, there'll be repeats, okay? There will be a show on, but repeats, okay? But the next live show will be December the 1st, okay? So I welcome you to just tune in as a whole to the Calloway Media Network, where we have all kinds of great shows, such as Open Minds Radio, the Earnest Experience Radio Show, and Madison Media Radio, and so much more. So stay tuned to the Calloway Media Network during the week. Like I said, for more info about Cassandra Calloway, go to her website, www.calloweymedia.com. Once again, www.calloweymedia.com. And with that, that is all the announcements that I have for today. Not too many announcements going on, but like I said, this is Thanksgiving week, but definitely after, like I said, during the live anniversary shows and then having to take a break for a few days, definitely just wanted to come on with you. And like I said, from my family to yours, wish everyone out there a wonderful and blessed holiday season and a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving week, okay? Just remember to be grateful, and not just on Thanksgiving week, but every week of the year, every day of the year is a reason to be thankful. Just having the breath in your body, if nothing more, if he's done nothing else for you but to breathe his breath into your body, that's more than enough. And we just got to learn better to show gratitude, to really show gratitude for where we are. Like I said, be happy where God has placed us, and learn to really tune in and hear his voice, you know, because he wants us to have life and life more abundantly. Like the Bible says, that I believe that's St. John 10:10. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I came, this is Jesus talking, but I came that you may have life and life more abundantly. So that's something for us to always, always remember. Jesus came to give you life, an abundant life. So just always remember that, but we got to be willing to surrender to his will. We got to surrender to his will and what he wants for our life. Got to be willing to do that. We got to be willing to surrender to his will. And sometimes that, you know, that's difficult because we want our will, right? We want to do what we want to do, right? But he is not obligated. That's what you need to understand. He's not obligated to bless your plan. See, a lot of people get confused thinking, you know, that God told them something, but that's really your plan, though, that you're just looking for God to bless. But, you know, that's not his plan. What you're trying to cook up, that's not his plan. You know, that's why I keep trying to talk about having that tuned ear, because we really got to have a tuned in ear to what God wants for us. We gotta be willing to listen and hear and make sure that that is God talking to us and not drumming up stuff in our own head. Okay? Make sure it's God that you're hearing from. Make sure it's Him that you're hearing from. Because He is not obligated to bless your plans. He's not obligated. It ain't His plan, He ain't responsible for it. You know? So you definitely, I just encourage you all on this Thanksgiving week to just keep that in mind. And definitely keep in mind that His plan never, this is another key thing to remember. Remember that His plan does not just involve only you. See, that's another thing we can miss as to why God has us in a certain place, where why He has us here, why He has us there. See, that's another key thing to remember. It's never, ever, ever, ever just about you. See, in His plan, not only does He want to help you, He wants to help others as well. He wants to help others. I mean, so many people can be touched by the road that He's having you travel. You know, you may not understand why He has us here or why He has us there. Well, it's not just to help you. He's having you travel this world so other people can be affected and motivated and encouraged and inspired by watching you, you know? It's never, ever just about you. So don't get it twisted. Even, like, you know, the blessings that He gives you in your life. I mean, never, ever just about you. You know, He's never blessing you for blessing you's sake. It's never, ever. He's never blessing you just for you to get fat or for you to get rich or for you to, you know, it's never, ever just about you. And see, we get twisted with that because the world says everything is about you. See, that's the world's mantra, that it's all about you, go out and get what you can and all that stuff. But that's not how God's kingdom works. He blesses you to be a blessing. Let me repeat that one more time. He blesses you to be a blessing. Period, bottom line. Never ever blessing you for just bless you sake. Just to make your pockets, you know, deep, you know. Mm-mm. Yeah, He's going to deepen your pockets, but that's for you to be able to deepen somebody else's pockets. You know, what He does in you, he wants to be able to do through you as well. He's creating a work in you, but He wants to use you for a work as well. And the work He wants you to do is somehow, some way, be a blessing to others. And that's what this Thanksgiving week is all about, being a blessing to others. You know? And not just through this Thanksgiving week, but just, like I said, every week of the year, you know, just take the time to think about it. How are you being a blessing to others? How are you being a blessing to others? Are you just always just thinking about you, the dog, us four, and no more? Or are you thinking about being a blessing beyond your family. You know? He wants to use us as channels. That's what he wants. That's what he wants to do through every person. He wants to create channels. He wants to get stuff passed through you. See, he don't want to just get it to you and then you stop. He wants you to be a channel and he don't care about you just having a car. See, he wants to be able to pass a fleet of cars through you. See, he don't care about you just having a house. See, he wants you to be able to bless other people with houses. You know, it's never ever to just help you. He blesses us to be a blessing. He don't ever mean for it to stop at just you. You know, if he can get it to you, he want to be able to get it through you. That's the bottom line. That's the goal, for him to be able to work through you to get to other people, to bless other people, to help other people, to take care of other people. It's never ever to stop at just you. Ever. So as long as you all always keep that in mind, not only will you be blessed, but so many more will be blessed through you. With that, that's all I have to say. Once again, wish you all a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving week. Hopefully you will take that to heart and apply it in your life, okay? Once again, check out the interview that's coming up on December the 10th with my good friend Charles Carey. Like I said, he's a returning guest to talk about his new reality show called The Keynote. Stay tuned for that. As well as, I didn't get to tell you, I posted this past Friday, I posted my blog for the month, and you can check out the blog site for that. Just go to my website, JackieAP.com, and you can click on the link that's below the picture that says Thoughts for Vision Blog. You can click on that link. It'll lead you to the blog where you can check out my latest blog post. So check that out. I did that, like I said, this past Friday, so check that out. And what else? Once again, to check out Cassandra Calloway and what she's got going on, go to her website, www.calliwoodmedia.com. Once again, www.calliwoodmedia.com. That's Calliwood, that's Callywood media.com for more info about her. And this is going to be the only show that I do this week, okay? So Thursday, there's no show, okay? So I'm going to leave y'all to enjoy your holiday with your family and friends. There will be no Thoughts for Vision Thursday, okay? So I will be back on live next. I'll be back on live next Tuesday, okay? So I'm going to leave you to enjoy your Thursday with your family and friends on this wonderful holiday, okay? So please, please enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving week, okay? That will do it for the show for today. Thank you so, so very much for tuning in to the Thoughts for Vision radio show today. And remember, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Once again, God's thought plus your vision equals greatness. Take care. You have a wonderful Thanksgiving week. and I will see you on the radio next Tuesday. Take care, and God bless.